Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your future could be in jeopardy, and I don't think it is, it's a sprained knee. But it's bigger than that. Because when you go to college, what you go to college for is to give yourself a chance at a better future. It's what your parents preached. It's what your grandparents preached. It's what you preach to your kids. It's why we go. But if I told you you could go for 6 months and leave and have $100 million on the table, you would be one of these folks as well. The problem is all of us don't possess the athleticism or the skill level that these guys do. And that is what's going on with Zion, guys. He's there for 6 months. He's going to be in the NBA draft in the summer. He will be the number one overall pick, Mike. If I'm Zion, and if it's selfish, it's selfish. I've got too much at stake, and I've worked my entire life to get to this point where I am going to set myself up for the rest of my life and my family beyond. I'm done. I'm sitting.
I'm with you. I get that. I mean, look, I know that old farts specifically want to say that, you know, when I was in college, it was about an education and three hots a day, and you get free sweats if you're on sports scholarship. These guys.
Wow, how old is that guy?
I'm very old. He's probably listening to another station on the AM dial. But anyway, it's so you go back to where you just laid out. You've got a finite amount of time. You're not going for 4 years. Like if you're a mid-major, you get the guys to stick around. Gonzaga's got a guy who stuck for 4 years. Great. He's not going to be a top-flight NBA talent because he stuck around college for 4 years.
Yeah.
The reality is, guys, and believe me, I wish there was some kind of clearinghouse. I wish the NBA would just look at it as for what it is and find a way with the college game to come up with some kind of a stipend so these guys have some more than just walk-around money. Because, Carl, he gets an $8 million insurance policy. Duke and a lot of the big programs will do this for their star athletes in case there's an injury, but he's still looking at $150 million between his shoe contract and his first NBA deal. So why wouldn't you just walk away? I shut it down. If I'm Zion, I'm done. I know it's counterintuitive to American sports and everything we talked about. College kids are shutting it down for bowl games now, Carl, so why doesn't he shut it down and get ready for the NBA draft?
He only gets the $8 million if he's drafted 16 or later. So that's important, okay? The other side of this is people go, well, even with the knee injury, teams would draft him. No, you wouldn't. You don't draft injured guys coming out of college knowing that this is something that could be lingering. I'm not telling you he's that injured. What I'm saying is if this was severe, all right, worst case scenario, Zion's not, he's not top five anymore.
Right.
He's just not. So for me, the biggest problem I have with this is the amateurism that we talk about with college sports and the idea that these guys, and I've had friends in this predicament, I've known guys who were stars. You may have known them. But they didn't control any of the things that mattered in college. Their marketing, their advertising, their endorsements. They didn't even have a say in the shoes they were wearing. And neither does Zion, because Duke has a contract with Nike and so does Coach K. So for me, I don't even control my own image. I'm on a video game. I get jacked. That was happening for years.
Yeah, the old Ed O'Bannon case that went down.
So I can't profit in my likeness. Everyone else can. I'm done. I'm waiting till I get to the NBA to make the money I need to make.
Look, we had this conversation, guys, to start the show. And as I said earlier, I get it. DeAndre Baker, his decision to walk away from Georgia and how that affected the team and all that. What happens, Carl, when we see it maybe next year when there's a top flight, can't miss top 10 NFL prospect, and he decides not to play in a national semifinal game? Because some people are saying it's already a bad precedent being set in the college football ranks. Well, again, what if it's your kid? We just laid it out there. The money, it's a no-brainer. Now, Duke is not going to be a Final Four or a championship team without him. You saw how they floundered on the boards. R.J. Barrett, for all the hype about him and Cam Reddish, it was a turnover machine last night, and North Carolina was really never in any kind of doubt to win that game at Cameron. So if you're a Duke fan, you're hoping the kid wants to give it the old college try. But when is the last time, Carl? We always talk about these moments. It's crystallized. There it is. The whole world, literally, the record skipped last night in the world of college basketball.
It did. It really did.
And if you're the kid, you go, I got to think, you know, this is not such a slam dunk, pardon the pun. I got to think about this for a second.
All right. I know there's some of you right now going, man, y'all are crazy. This guy's got a chance to do something that most people dream about and win a national championship at Duke. He comes back with Cam Reddish. He comes back and plays with R.J. Barrett. All of a sudden, they're in the championship. They're in the Final Four. That's special. And it is. And maybe That's what's in this kid's heart. And I think we're going to see him continue to play. I don't think he's going to shut it down. I could be wrong. What I'm telling you is if he did, I would have no problems with it. Tweet at us. Let us know what you think, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Like the radio station on Facebook if you've not done so. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.